Don Kinderconnect, narrator.
This is from With the Old Breed at Peleliu and Okinawa by Eugene Sledge. We moved rapidly in the open, amid craters and coral rubble, through ever-increasing enemy fire. I clenched my teeth, squeezed my carbon stock, recited over and over to myself, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me." The sun bore down unmercifully. Smoke and dust from the barrage limited my vision. The ground seemed to sway back and forth under the concussions. I felt as though I were floating along the vortex of some unreal thunderstorm. Japanese bullets snapped and cracked. Tracers went by me on both sides at waist height. The farther we went, the worse it got. The noise and concussion pressed in on my ears like a vice. It seemed impossible that any of us would make it across. To be shelled by massed artillery and mortars is absolutely terrifying, but to be shelled in the open is terror compounded beyond the belief of anyone who hasn't experienced it. The attack on Peleliu's airfield was the worst combat experience I had during the entire war.
This is from A Death by Stephen King. Sheriff Barkley stood in the doorway, almost filling it up.
"Come out of there, Jim, and do it with your hands up. I ain't drawn my pistol, and I don't want to."
Truesdale came out. He stood there looking at the sheriff with his flat, gray eyes. The sheriff looked back. So did the two on the seat of an old buckboard with Hines Mortuary printed on the side in faded yellow letters.
"I notice you ain't asked why we're here," Sheriff Barkley said.
"Why are you here, Sheriff?" A cold breeze kicked up, blowing the horses' manes and flattening the grass in a wave that ran south.
"You need to get in the back of the wagon," the sheriff said.
"I don't want to ride in no funeral hack," Truesdale said. "That's bad luck."
"You got bad luck all over. You're painted in it. Now get in."
This is from A World of Light by Floyd Skloot. More than 15 years have passed, and I remain totally disabled. Neuropsychological testing confirmed that my abstract reasoning powers, long and short-term memory, visual learning capacity, and ability to make sense of what I see had all been severely compromised. My IQ diminished by almost 20%. I couldn't keep track of ongoing mental activity, couldn't calculate, spun in knotted loops of thought. Though I've relearned to read and write, and just recently I've begun to walk again without a cane, surely the most significant advance has been to embrace fundamental changes in who I am, how I work and live, and what is important to me. I know we all live in a shattered world. I'm not alone in this. For some, the shattering works from the outside in. For others, as for me, the shattering works from the inside out. I can't make things cohere, so reality often seems crazed, explosive, riven, and I must abandon the impulse for order. When perception is in tatters and time sundered, it's hopeless to seek coherence. I've learned to savor the fragments themselves, and to live in the moment, to find harmony, and the sense of being at home, smack, inside the splintered spaces.
This is from Stiff, The Curious Lives of Human Cadavers, by Mary Roach. Eye caps were invented by a mortician to help dead people keep their eyes shut. An eye cap is a simple 10-cent piece of plastic. It is slightly larger than a contact lens, less flexible, and considerably less comfortable. The plastic is repeatedly lanced through so that small, sharp spurs stick up from its surface. The spurs work on the same principle as those steel spikes that threaten severe tire damage on behalf of rental car companies. The eyelid will come down over an eye cap, but, once closed, will not easily open back up. There have been times this morning when I wished that someone had outfitted me with a pair of eye caps. I've been standing around, eyelids up, in the basement embalming room of the San Francisco College of Mortuary Science.